Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, man, everybody. It's another episode of the DNVR Rapids podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Carroll, a.k.a. Merchel, a.k.a. Dune 2. More like Dune 2 jobs at once, because that's what all three of us do here at DNVR.
I didn't know where that was going, and I loved it.
Joining us, as always, it's Super Cowboy Yaya.
No cowboy hat today, but that was an insane ride, man. I went up of curiosity and then just dropped down with pure envy of how good that was.
I thought about that about 5 minutes before the show and kept it to myself. I thought it was really good.
No, that was good.
Chuckling so nicely when you tell a joke. It's downtown true. Dwayne
that
Brown.
That was my brand of stupid comedy. I appreciate it. It was good.
Thank you. We got a nice little show today, guys. I mean, obviously it's season opener hangover. We, got a lot of updates about match day experience this week, what people can look forward to, new perks, new ways to get into the stadium for free for first timers, all sorts of stuff. So we're going to talk about that. We have our inaugural, still have to come up with a name for this segment. The Yaya's film breakdown. Maybe it's called No Nos with Yaya or something.
No Nos and Yaya. But what if there's a lot of Yaya's? So it's Yaya or No Nos?
Yeah, yeah.
Yaya's or No Nos?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun. I like that.
Something like that.
Dude, Mitch is on fire today, guys.
You know, good I'm job feeling on. Myself right now. Let's keep it going.
Don't do it on camera, man. That would get us monetized.
Hands up. Okay.
That would get us demonetized.
Let's see. Did I miss anything in our little rundown? Oh, yeah. We're just going to talk about the home opener. Well, that should be fun.
That's fun.
Home opener?
It's fun.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be fine.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were talking about the season opener.
No, we are going to talk about
home
that
opener
as well.
Will be super fun.
Season opener is going to be a lot of the no-nos. Season we're opener. Just talking about just
now. Not so much.
We'll get into that. Yaya actually has a lot of positivity out of it, but, you know, whatever.
Actually, I did get a lot of... There's going to be more positive breakdown than a negative one. Because the negative, I think we've already kind of known.
Negative's too obvious.
Yeah. And that's how, like,
I don't give up wide open breakaways.
That's the biggest thing. Like,
hey, here you go. Fixed it. Okay, but let's get into tonight. Of course, you have the season kickoff party last year. I thought it was awesome. They do the introduce all the new players, they're interviewing them on stage, showing off the new kits. There's pictures with Rapid Man, which is obviously the best thing you can do for yourself, is hang out with Rapid Man.
True.
Downtown Dwayne Brown, you are going to be our live correspondent.
I will be there. Scene. So if you are going to be there, come say hi.
Help Dwayne.
Hang out.
Help Dwayne make a TikTok.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
We might make some videos.
Help Dwayne make
We might
make video.
Do some interviews. I'm not even sure we're going to interview players this time. I think we just keep
we
it to the people.
You.
Yeah. So come find me.
So, obviously, kickoff party, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do, a lot of interactions, a lot of exhibits, all that stuff, installations. So, check out that. Check out, you know, meet the players. I believe it's at Temple Nightclub this evening. But the thing we really want to talk about, and...
They got really fancy with this. Temple Nightclub.
This is, I've never been.
Yeah, have I?
Not a nightclub guy, believe it or not.
Yeah, kind of.
I know that's shocking to most of you listening.
Incredible.
not my vibe. let's talk about, and this is, I want to say, they will never admit it, but this has to be a direct response to the C-38 protests. And this is this new rollout this week about all the new game day upgrades / community reach and free ways to get to games, all sorts of stuff. Dwayne, you are going to lead this charge. What have you seen from this announcement this week from the Rapids?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. Every year they announce kind of here are the new things. A lot of times it's just here's the new restaurant or food option. This year there's quite a few things that are different or add-ons. probably the coolest and I think most meaningful community-wise for most of us is the club is going to be honoring Joan on Saturday, which is cool. So, you know, we've talked about Joan a ton. She is a legendary Rapids fan, not just at matches, but was always at practice. Someone who outside of the game really helped players, especially new ones, get settled in Denver. And she was just kind of one of those true ambassadors, not just to other fans, but to players as well. She will be missed. She is missed. And I think it's cool that the club is having a moment for her. I think C-38 is doing a TIFO, I think in the 38th minute. Throughout the season, they have a nameplate on her seat for Joan. Just some cool things. I think that's a class move by the club. So it's just nice. I think it's a really nice thing to do. You know, that's more of a more serious thing, but I think something we can all celebrate too. She's just awesome. She was a true light in good seasons and bad. Joan was consistent sunshine on the club.
Love talking to her at practice.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's the best. So we have that going on Saturday. If you are one of the first 15,000 fans, so your chances are good. That's a lot. I don't mean that as a
that's almost the entire negative stadium, thing,
but yeah. That is almost the entire stadium. Your chances are real strong of not missing out on this one. There's a checkered flag in celebration of the new One Flag kit. So your chances are good, but show up early just in case. Show up early anyway and get to the first C-38 tailgate of the season. Man, there's no better Rapids experience, in my opinion, than C-38 tailgate.
There's not a lot of MLS experiences better than C-38 tailgate.
No, it is. I'm telling you, I'm not being a homer here. Like, I'm being dead serious. That is a top experience in MLS. Like, I don't know that any other club's supporters group do it better than C-38 at a way that is accessible to everybody. It's not going to price you out. It's easy to get to. The food is good. The music is good. The hangouts are good. Like, it's all good. Like, it's great.
And if you want more insight on all that, listen to the Matt Pollard podcast that he did with Urban Footy, I think it is. I think that he does a great job of explaining why the Rapids atmosphere is so unique compared to everybody else in the league and why it's actually a really fun one to be at as well.
Absolutely. So that's going on. Get there early. Hang out with C-38. There's some new season ticket member things going on. If you are a season ticket member, you probably know most of this stuff, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. But they did get back to giving away things, which is really cool. I'm not a season ticket member anymore, but the last few seasons, there haven't really been kind of that kickoff little package of fun things. And now they're getting back to that, which I think is which is a nice move. It's great for season ticket members. You know, there's some patches and stickers and bags and bandanas and stuff involved with that, which is really cool. They've added a new a second parking lot, which is cool for season ticket members. the badge thing, again, if you're a season ticket member, read through your stuff. You'll know about that. Rapids ride share a lot. We've got that now, which is coming in. They've upgraded the frequently empty bike parking section to a everything park everything lot, which I think is hilarious. So
that's cool, what we call thing, intelligent marketing right there.
it's a smart upgrade. So there,
scooter on over from,
yeah, if you've got strollers, if you live in that neighborhood and you walk, wagons for kids, bikes, scooters, whatever, they're gonna have a security guard there. You know, so you can leave your stuff. It's not just gonna be on a bike rack. There's actually going to be security. So that's a nice little upgrade to something that was a good idea last year, but wasn't getting used very much.
It was a great environmental idea. I'll say that.
Yeah, it was a good idea, but it's just, you know, that's a long bike ride. If you're not, if you don't live in that, that neighborhood.
And if you live in that neighborhood, now you can walk there and leave strollers and all that there, which is nice.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Can I talk about the new food?
Yes, you can. That's your jam.
That's my jam.
Dude, there's one in there that I saw and I was like, holy shit.
Is it the loaded brisket fries?
That's the one I was thinking about.
I know you.
Oh my God.
I know you.
Give me my red meat that's tenderized.
On top fries. Of French fries.
Any day of the week.
Oh, I'm such a sick.
Let me get
that.
Super fat on the game.
New food options. Bacon, macaroni, and cheese.
That one's a good one too.
I mean, that's just a crowd pleaser. Chicken wings and fries. Great combo. Messy combo. Not necessarily a good stadium. Wings are not in stadium food. You don't have a table. You know, like, where do you put it? Messy.
Boneless wings are fine because you can get a fork and eat them.
Chicken nuggets with sauce, you mean?
I call them boneless wings.
Chicken nuggets
good.
With sauce, right. Beef chili with cheese. You going to get a bowl of chili at the stadium there, Dwayne?
No, I don't think, I don't think anybody wants anyone sitting near them to have a bowl of chili with cheese.
Do you imagine, like, if never they score do that to and that chili just flies out?
Everyone's just like, yeah! Full of chili goes.
If the Rapids win the MLS Cup at home, that should be the celebration. Everybody grabs a bowl of green chili and just throwing green chili everywhere.
Well, this is beef chili. This is like your classic Texas chili.
Go with green chili. You're in Colorado.
Yeah, well, you know, baby steps. Foot-long chili cheese glizzy.
Like that.
Love that. Now, that's also a messy food, but I would say a good stadium food. Because you can just kind of keep it in the boat and eat your way down.
That's how we get messy in the stadium. Chili cheese dog.
The only way we'll get messy in the stadium is if you order chicken wings.
That's how we get messy to Commerce dog. City.
Loaded brisket fries, as Yaya was excited about earlier. Chicken and cheese quesadillas. Good stuff. Street corn.
Fire.
Love a street corn. Love a street corn.
That's one of the reasons when Juan makes a good point here that these are all great options if they lower the price down.
For sure. Yeah. This doesn't have prices, so I can't tell you what the prices are on anything. Yeah. But it's better than your typical Aramark tenders, burger, hot dog.
Yeah, yeah. Great
this
options.
Is way better.
Don't get me
this
wrong.
This is way better.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get
and
me
I,
wrong.
And I imagine it's probably comparable price to what was already there, but it's just better options. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out on Saturday. Chicken or beef tacos. Love a taco. I mean, who says no to a taco?
Nobody.
You're crazy if you say no to a taco. And then a BLT salad. Probably not ordering a salad at the stadium. I mean, that's just me.
No, I'm not going to eat a salad at a sporting event.
Yeah, but that's for the wifey. If she, you take
you would have to be like threatening my wife.
Catherine loves salads. She would not eat a salad at a sporting event.
I know a couple people that might. Not my wife, but I know a couple people that might. No offense to my wife. I know you love salads.
Let's see. Anything else on there? They'll say that they'll be rotating through. Oh, they do have a menu, so I guess I could have looked at the prices, but too late for that. Freddy's will be back. Dippin' Dots will be back. Dale's is back. And Simply Nuts will be back as well.
Yeah, and while we're on the food and drink thing, the pregame, postgame, beer specials, up to 30 minutes prior to kick, draft beers for $5. There is a limit of two. Maybe you pregame at the tailgate.
You should pregame at the tailgate.
Go to the tailgate. That's a way better deal.
Just saying. $12.
Right? Because it's the same. It's basically the same price for unlimited beers and food.
Yes.
Yeah.
C38 is. I'm telling you, the C38 tailgate is the best thing in MLS.
It's a steal it. Like, it's just double the price.
I can't say enough good things about it. Yeah. So, same things. There's the roster cards as always. One of the new additions is that we have a new in-game host. I don't know if it's Haya or Haya Koffler. I've not met her yet. But she will be working with Drew Moore. So where we're used to seeing Jordan, we're going to see, a new face helping the in-game breakdowns. So that's something to take a look at.
With, I was actually talking to her on Twitter. She was with, the Washington Spirit in the NWSL, and she's been all over the place. She's been,
she knows ball.
She's done it all. She's, I mean, literally MLB, NFL, NWSL. She's been a part of all of it. So that's going to be a really good addition. Really, really good addition.
Some of the things you are used to, Man of the Match or with the presentation, the or captain at the beginning, scarves up, C38 will always be bringing TIFOs. looks like they're trying to do a kickoff chant, the Colorado Rapids, you know, one side stadium, one or the other. Boo the left back that they, I don't know. It's just funny that they listed it because it's that. Just one of my favorite things. Like, I feel like that's going to happen regardless of, it's not a new thing. It's just there. I've always appreciated booing the left back. One of the big things that we're all very curious about is that there is a new goal song, and this is probably, I don't want to say controversial, but it's gotten, at least in my little tiny circle, the most conversation.
Besides the loss.
So, yeah, I mean, outside of the game, there's a new goal song by a local band called Paper Bird. I used to listen to Paper Bird.
I love Paper Bird.
Like late 2000s, 2010-ish.
I used to work with them.
I'm shocked, you guys. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, they're shocked. Kind of, I will say they were, I think they broke up in like 2017, but they're kind of an indie folk bluegrass sort of thing. Anyway, with they're like on Spotify. The track is called Colorado. You can preview it if you want. The band, super talented.
They have like three killer singers in their band.
Yeah, it's the harmonies and things. Like the music itself, like I'm still in love with their first album from a long time ago. But my issue with it is I just feel like after a goal, people want to go batshit crazy. And I mean, that is the most energetic time of the game. And I'm just, I need to be there. I need to experience before I pass judgment. But bluegrass to me doesn't seem... I wouldn't label them
strictly as bluegrass.
Well, they're indie folk / bluegrass. Like,
that's what it says on Wikipedia.
They're very acoustic.
I mean, you know. Yeah, they I mean, I've been to a few live
banjos.
Shows. They rock, man.
Yeah, I have too. And it's banjos and acoustic guitars. And early in the early days, they had a trombone. And, you know, I don't know. I will reserve judgment until we hear it after that first goal on Saturday. Seems strange. Seems a little sleepy for a goal song to me.
I'll tell you what, there's only like three songs that should be played in stadiums, one of which is Sandstorm by Darude. And maybe you should just only play that song.
I also like,
because that shit rules. That should be the goal song.
I also like Quanner's idea of having each player have their own goal song.
Oh,
so they score,
oh, like, I didn't see that in the comments.
That's kind of like
Quanner's. That song is a freaking great idea.
You know, like that's like a walk-up song for baseball. Yes, player. You have the exact same thing. I think that's a brilliant idea. I don't know how much coordination it would take, because it's also, remember, the deck is operating under super old technology at this point.
I mean, you dial up a...
Again, I agree, but I'm just trying to come
up
with an
excuse
why. I've worked
sound before. It's doable. It's doable.
I completely get it. I'm just trying to give them a little benefit of the doubt. But you're right. That song, I heard it for the first time last night, and I didn't know if they're going to play it from the beginning or just when they start screaming Colorado.
I don't know. We'll find out.
That's what I'm very intrigued by.
But I love that idea by Juan.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. That is a smoking idea. Rapids, if you're listening for next year, man.
And then you could have like, and then you could have like a playlist on Spotify. You could have
love that
all of it. That makes
there's already
a
Rapids playlist on spot on Apple,
right?
Because they're together, so just add all the songs there.
They wouldn't put it on Spotify, be on Apple. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
What else, Dwayne?
Sorry, I was still thinking about player. So I just think that's a killer idea.
During the like deader times, we'll come up with a song for each player.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Yeah, you know, just wrapping up post game. You know, they'll still make post game appearances. Looks like post game north boundary patio. Everybody can go over and hang out in north boundary. They'll open it up to everybody. You know, as you wait for traffic to clear out, you can hang out. The DJ will hang out. Another big one, post game is that the Rapids will now live stream, post game press conferences on YouTube. So, if you're interested in that, that's a new opportunity as
no,
well.
No, watch us instead. Don't even say that.
Yeah.
Watch
us instead. I would be watching DMVR Rapids post game. That's just
don't watch
me.
That. Watch us.
There's so much stuff. I'm going to skip down to, kind of the last things. Let's talk about getting free tickets, and then we'll move on. Two ways to get free tickets. One is My First Match. This is starting this year. It's a program that people who are attending their first ever game, free of charge. So if you just moved to Colorado or you've been in Colorado, you're thinking about Rapids, you're PIDS curious, as we like to say, this is a great way to get your first first match for free. There's links on how to do that on the website. The other way is the Rapids Birthday Club.
That's so cool.
I've already signed up. You get two free tickets for your birthday, and you can use it the month of your birthday or the month after. If you have a birthday that is not during the season, you can choose another month for that, from what I read. So, guys, Rapids Birthday Club. Birthday clubs, not just for little kids anymore.
I love that.
Man, that's the best.
All in.
Love it.
All right. We need to jump into a little game review from the opener. But first, we got to take a short break. And we're back.
Oh,
welcome back,
man.
To
that was such a good break.
Rapids podcast. Mitch, Yaya, Dwayne, super producer Alyssa on the ones and twos.
We do not have a producer that's not super at DNVR.
Should I start calling it? Should I change my
qualifier? No. We're all super. There's no producer at DNVR that's not super. And I love that so much. That's a good thing.
It's because it's like an almost rhyme. It just sounds so good.
No, it's good. It's a great one.
Well, OG. Now I want to come up with something better. Stay tuned for the next short break.
Super duper.
All right, yeah. Well, maybe before we go straight into the nitty gritty, let me just ask you how you're feeling about the game a few days later.
That's the one thing. Then I was going to ask you the exact same thing. I don't know if I'm excited for this game at all, if I'm honest with you, but I am optimistic that the Rapids do a lot of good things. They just haven't proven that they can finish off the good things, that they can get the result that's needed while the process is good. And I'm not talking about just this year. I'm talking about last year as well when they struggled quite a bit because I thought they played pretty well the first couple of games, even though they had a lot of issues. Like, they didn't think they were that bad. And it took forever for them to get back on the right track. And I'm afraid it might be the exact same thing with the Rapids this year if they don't correct it quickly.
Right.
So I don't know about how you guys are feeling.
Yeah, Dwayne, how are you feeling?
About Saturday?
Yeah. Better, worse, same?
I think it's kind of a weird situation because we played a team that was out without some of their best players, and it didn't go well.
It went terribly.
And it looks like Saturday we will be playing a team without some of their best players. So it's like these are opportunities, and we'll get into the preview in a bit, but as in any sport, not just soccer, when you are playing a team that is hobbled, you have to take advantage and you have to drive that dagger in.
Totally.
There's no excuse for losing to a team that is without their best players. Also coming off of a game a couple days early because they play tonight as well. That's right. So
yeah, they play.
You gotta, you know, they got a 35-year-old goalkeeper who's going to be playing three games in a week.
Yeah,
and they faced a bazillion shots from Red Bull on Saturday.
Yeah,
he's going to be, you know, he's having a workout, so it's you've got to take advantage on Saturday.
Yeah, and Juan decided they're playing tonight as well. Nashville wasn't.
I'll say this: I feel way better about it than I did because I think the underlying stuff, like the stuff that's not the counting stats, and I think there's so much more to be encouraged by offensively than we saw really at any point last year. At any point.
Yeah.
Like, and that was game one of the new system. So we're going to let Yaya show us really what he's talking about here. He's breaking down plays live. Look at this right here.
If you're listening on Spotify, you're going to miss some of the visuals. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a YouTube guy.
Yeah, so we're using some new technology. So YouTube viewers, you're in for a treat. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we're pulling up some video so that we can break down live here.
So unfortunately, we can't do video, so it's going to be a lot of still shots.
Okay.
So on this first play, the ball starts with Zach Steffen at the very end. He's going to kind of kick off the play. There's an offensive play. I really enjoyed it because it kind of shows what Chris Armas wants from this team. And I think there's one of the few times that executed really well in this. So Zach's starting it from the very back line. He gets it out to Bombi out here wide. And then Bombi does a good job of finding Keegan. You got to realize that connection between the center backs and the outside backs is very strong. They had some of the biggest, strongest passing connections all game. It's the first game, but you can tell that they're going to be intertwined in how they play offensively and how they get out of the back. As soon as Keegan gets it, I love this because he turns forward and he picks out this gorgeous long ball pass to Calvin Harris out here on the right. Calvin does a really good job here, and I really like about this, how he brings down the ball, is that he gets it out to the edge. He picks it up over here in this kind of outside box, and he brings it all the way to the corner, which I think is very helpful because it leaves this area right here between two defenders for Mihaljevic to run up. And you can see Mihaljevic is making that run, which is exactly what Armas wants. He wants him playing between the half spaces, which is usually between the center back and the outside back, and kind of right there at the goal box. So I think...
Well, yeah, and he hits that space with momentum, too. Like, he is running forward. If you get that ball, that's a one- or two-touch cross. Or one- or two-touch, you're inside the box in a dangerous spot to pass back to whoever's charging in. I mean, that's exactly what you want to see out of this offense. This is exactly what you want to see.
Exactly. So this is exactly what Armas has been preaching about. Go forward, go quick. It starts all the way back with Zach Steffen, remember. This is within how many seconds? This is all within like 5-10 seconds that they get the ball up quickly. That's pretty fast for a team. And as Mihaljevic gets the ball, he hits the edge of the box immediately, which is great because if you see already on the left side, Navarro's already started making his run towards the goal. And what Armas is going to preach and what this team is going to be doing quite a bit is trying to hit the first post. So as you see Navarro running and Mihaljevic is already getting the ball out to him, that first post is going to be key for the Rapids all year long. That's exactly where you want the opposition to think you're running. Because if you look back here, if Mihaljevic had picked out, I think that's Cole Bassett in the back post, you have a wide open goal. But let's say the goalkeeper is trying to just play right here in the middle, you have two open spots on both sides. Mihaljevic just decided to go with the front post because it's the easier one. That's where Rafa's making his run, and that's the closest to goal.
Well, that and Rafa, to his credit, I thought, was really good with his when, you know, once a striker and a center back in the box, especially and inside the 6 yard, are on top of each other, you worry about a guy who hasn't had a ton of goal scoring experience just getting smothered. And he's really good about using his arms, his shoulders, his upper body to bend himself around and at least be able to swing a foot in front of that center back. And he didn't finish a couple of those, but I love finding him on that front post because keeper has to respect Cole or whoever's charging in on that backside. And he's so good with his feet to be able to just swing around and find that short gap between the keeper and the near post like that.
Exactly. So having a guy like Mihaljevic and Bassett and Rafa up front, it's so beneficial for the Rapids for that one thing. That you have Mihaljevic who can also finish up chances, and then you have him and Bassett who can both get the ball into the box exactly where it needs to be for either Mihaljevic and Rafa or if it's Cole and Rafa. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be one of the main connections and something that we're going to see quite a bit. That's why Cole was predicting 10 goals for Rafa, because I think Rafa's really good at making runs. And you can see it right here. The ball's not even out yet, and Rafa's already making his run to the front post. That's exactly what they need. Now, unfortunately, it's not a good kick. It's not a good shot by Rafa, and it flies out wide. But you can see the idea, and you can see how transition football can really bring the Rapids into scoring more and more goals. And offensively, I thought the Rapids were good. They just didn't finish. They didn't finish the opportunities that were given to them by Portland. And Juan, you're right. A low block will always block these half spaces, block all these open spots. But that's why transition football is so important for a guy like Chris Armas. Because Armas is a guy that likes to find the spaces, likes to play quick. And having guys like Rafa and Cole and Mihaljevic and Calvin Harris and Omir who can run around those edges and be really quick is the beneficial part. All right, this next play, that's kind of it for this one. It's pretty much self-explanatory, in my opinion. It's just kind of like you missed a great opportunity. I just like the way they did it. This next one is one that I really, really do enjoy as well. And it's kind of the same thing that happened on the last one, trying to find that first post. This play starts from the left side, and it starts with Ronan back here, Cole in the middle, and Sammy on the edge. Sammy grabs the ball, and it's already immediately looking into the box if anybody's making a run. And you see Rafa's already, like, trying to angle his way against, I forgot, Kamal Miller, I think this is who it is. Don't judge me. And you see Calvin and Mihaljevic also looking to find a space out in the box. I think they're all aware of that there's going to be a cross-heavy team at times. So you see Rafa trying to make this little angle between the two defenders. And Sammy's already released the ball, so he's trying to get positioning around him right here. But when he sees the ball short, Rafa does a good job of going up and getting in front of Kamal Miller and trying to find that space in front of him where he can get a shot off. And now I think this is a really good shot at the angle it is, and it's not a great pass from Sammy, but it's a pass that can definitely get in and get a good shot off of it.
Yeah.
And you can see it right here. Look at that. Like, you wouldn't even tell that that's a shot. But that's where Rafa's shooting it from. And it's just a great block from the goalie. Honestly, we don't respect the goalie enough because I thought he had a great game on. I thought he had a great game where he prevented at least two goals from the Rapids that should have been put him at least at equal footing in the first half. Now, enough offense. We're going to talk the defense. And I think that's the one that people are very intrigued with.
Oh, boy.
This is the goal that Anthony made. I think that's the third one.
Yeah.
And my biggest thing here is look at all this. Look where all the Rapids are at and look where Anthony's at. That's not good, like, at all. This is your right back right here. This is Max Sue and this is Bombi.
Do you think Portland would notice if United swapped Anthony for Anthony?
Yeah, I think when they have zero goals from their Anthony, they'd be like, that's not ours. Yeah, literally.
I tried.
Dude, who wouldn't, right?
I tried.
After that game, I would too. All right. There's a different angle from the exact same play, and there's a very intriguing angle for me because look where Max Sue's at. He's the left center back, which I get. Sammy's all the way up here because that's part of where they needed him to be when they were attacking offensively. But look at Keegan. Keegan's already running backwards, and he's supposed to be covering Anthony. Look at all this gap. And if Keegan's not quick enough to run all the way back and keep up with a guy like Anthony, and you got to be aware of that, especially this weekend when you have a guy like Shuffleberg, who's also very fast, and you have to keep somebody back here. You look at Ollie LaRoz. Ollie LaRoz is not even close to the ball here either. Oh.
Well, that was cool. I actually don't know how any of this works. So it's very cool to see this.
Ollie is right there.
Yeah,
He's already basically behind the ball at that point, where he should be around right here covering this big space that prevents that pass to go through so nicely. But that's the why you need a guy like Jasper. You need a guy like Jack who's better positioned, who's willing to get in into the tackles. Because if you have him right here, Ollie's not going to be wondering so far up, because both Ollie and Ronan are attacking players. They're not defensive players. They're not guys that are willing to put in that tackle. That doesn't mean that they don't like to or they don't want to. It's just not their style of play, and they're trying to be as they're trying to be as true to themselves as they can be. So this should have been an easier run, but Anthony kind of fumbles the ball right here. And look at this gap between Keegan and Anthony, and that's just pure speed at that point. That's why you can't leave Keegan on an island, because he doesn't have that same recovery speed of a Sammy Vines, of maybe like a Seb Anderson, who's a little bit quicker, a little bit younger.
Jackson Travis played great.
Jackson Travis as well, but unfortunately he's more of a left back. Yeah. He doesn't have that right back in him as much. And this is just a great shot by Anthony. Keegan bites on that little fake to the left here, because you have to respect his speed. So in case he tries to hit that corner, but Anthony does a great job of cutting back, and just great shot that sails into the top right. So
that was a beautiful play by Anthony.
Yeah, and again, the biggest issue is not how you defend the ball at this point. The biggest issue comes right here, that you have everybody so high up, and then you leave Keegan on the island against a speedster that he does not have the same recovery speed.
I mean, there's no Rapids defender on the entire half of the field.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let alone having Moise in support. Right? I mean, yeah, it's like, completely isolated. Like, there is no chance. As soon as that ball's off, your only chance is to try and catch him offside, but that pass is about to get off in his own half, and he's in his own half, so offside wouldn't even... Like, I understand why Keegan's charging instead of trying to play that
exactly
line. Because you don't want to let him just have that.
Exactly. And it's, again, it's more... In my opinion, it was more of a tactics and a formation where you want these guys to be at, and it just didn't allow for that, honestly, especially against guys that are so fast. I don't think they were so aware that they could beat so quickly. All right, jumping into the next play. I'm doing one more offensive play, and it's only for one reason. And this is what I'm talking about, that the Rapids could have been even at two if it wasn't for great goalkeeping. This play starts down here with Keegan in the bottom of the field. He gets it out to Bombi, and Bombi sees the overload from Portland to the right side, because that's where the ball is, and immediately launches it out to Sam Vines, where Sam is able to control the ball, and he's able to cut in and create a little bit of space for him. Now, you see this, the one thing I like about Ollie. That he's really good at finding spaces between the defenders. Here's one, two, three, four, and he finds it right in that box, right where he has to be, right? Enough space for Sam to find him and go forward. Sam does a great job of releasing the ball, finding the easy pass, and then immediately as he releases it, he starts running. Ollie LaRoz sees that, but he's able to contain the ball enough because he's strong, he's big, and he's able to keep him. He's able to be good under pressure. And then he finds this key pass to Sam Vines, who's already making his run as soon as he released. And as Sam goes, he just sprints between two defenders. But unfortunately, instead of releasing the ball right around here, he releases it right about here where the goalie's already up on him. And he just blocks it, and the ball just goes sailing over him. That's just another little tweak, that if you release the ball a little bit quicker, if you shoot it when you have more space instead of when you have the goalkeeper right on you, it's basically a goal, and you're basically a 1-2 or 2-2 at that point.
Obviously, these are stills and not video, but it looks like he also had support across the box.
Yeah.
For a higher shot that he could have passed into.
Unfortunately, it looks like it, but as he moves forward, these guys move right here.
Uh-huh.
Oh. These guys move right here, and Mihaljevic runs right between two defenders.
Oh, okay.
So it is helpful for that because it doesn't allow this defender to creep up on Sammy as much.
And block the shot directly.
Yeah, so because he has to take care of Mihaljevic. The biggest issue here is that Sammy released it way too late. He released it right around this area instead of back here, where it would have been almost for sure a goal.
Yeah. And it's just to say that, like, on, you know, with this new system and with the direction
can you go to the other one, Alyssa?
To go, when in doubt, move forward, you know, which is what Cole told us right here, right, is that's the direction from Armistice. If you're not sure what to do, go, right? And I think what happens is you see this, okay, so, like, right now, you have Georgie, Calvin, your left back. Who else is in that? Doesn't matter. You have all these guys up top. And then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, time to find your defensive shape. You have guys out of position and they had no clue where to go, which is why you have entire halves of the field left wide open. And
exactly.
Exposed, and why Keegan gets stuck on this island. It's just pretty tough for them to, and that's going to be tough. That secondary positioning, knowing that you hold somebody's spot until, you know, a throw in or, you know, a free kick or whatever allows you to reset your positions. And I think that really just caught them out. And that's, I think, really why you're seeing these guys chasing the ball that whole first half.
Yeah, for sure. And then here we go into a little bit more of the tactics of it, of how it kind of looks on the pitch as a kind of 2D with everything going where it should be. We see that same play with Keek, with Bombi. Bombi doesn't get pressed as high. But when he gets out the ball to Bombi, Calvin's already making his run out here, and that's in the first play, right?
Uh-huh.
There's issues with my board here. Let me organize it so you guys can see it better. There we go. And as Keegan is throwing the ball, getting the ball, maybe this is not going to work as well as I thought it would. Maybe it's not. Who knows? It does not want to work, guys. There we go. As Keegan gets rid of the ball, Calvin's already making his run up here. And this is where Rafa making that run in the inside is really helpful, because that just brings up the press so high up.
Right.
Again, I get that this is a team that's trying to play quick. My biggest issue here with the team is that they're not organized. Right. We can take off the iPad, Alyssa. This thing's not working. It's my program, guys. It's not Alyssa, I promise.
Yeah, of course.
Well, my biggest... the biggest thing with this, my biggest thing is that they're just not they're not as organized as I wish they were.
Yeah.
They're overcommitting because Armas's first school of thought is go forward, go forward.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't work all the time because you need to be able to organize your lines. You need to be able to be set up defensively and offensively when it comes to this type of style of play, which is transition. You can create artificial chances constantly if you allow pressure and you have center backs and a six that can control the ball. And that's why I think Ronan as a six works, but it's not a defensive six. It's a deep lying playmaker, which is what his role should have been.
Right.
Yeah. And you're right. Like, and Juaner says they've had a whole month to get organized. Why isn't it? I don't know. That's the biggest issue with this. That's my biggest gripe with it.
I'll say this. I'm not a professional soccer player. Shocker. I don't know how fast you learn a new system like that. I don't know if you should expect, especially guys in key roles where you have, you know, a guy like Georgie that's going to need the ball and Sam who's good on the ball and these new guys integrated with a whole new system. I don't know if a month is enough.
It might not be enough. And you're right. Like
I don't know time. That. It could be. And maybe the expectation is that it should be. But maybe that's not a realistic expectation. I'm not sure. And I think we'll have a way better idea playing at home in front of fans rooting for them with the checkered flags waving throughout the stadium, new atmosphere. You know, maybe that changes it and we get a better idea of what this team looks like than when all of a sudden they were on the ropes within 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the one thing that I will say, the reason I didn't break down the other goals that were let in, it's because it looked like a big lack of concentration. The team looked like it was not ready to be out there. Maybe that's part of the lack of structure as well, that the team wasn't fully ready for this game. And that could be on Chris. That can be on a number of things. That could be on the players just not being interested, honestly. They just, some of them didn't look ready, and you can kind of see it with you can kind of see it as well with that own goal from Sammy, who's not paying attention. Maxu's not yelling at him like, hey, ball's coming. Maxu gets in the way of Sammy. Sammy doesn't see it, puts a foot out late, and it goes in. That's the reason I didn't break those down, because those to me seem like a lack of concentration. That header from Anthony became, Keegan was kind of looking around right when the ball came in. Anthony does a great job of getting positioning on Keegan, pushing him out, and it's a great header. But it's also, Zach should have saved that. Like, the expected goals from Portland was only like 0.13, 0.15, something like that, like super low. Yet they scored three and one own goal. Like, that's not acceptable from your goalkeeper. You need better from him as well.
Yeah.
So to me, a lot of the biggest issues here were just lack of concentration. It was, the press was intense, but it wasn't effective. And there's numbers that show that. And it wasn't effective mostly because they weren't cutting off passing lanes. They weren't doing what they have to do. At the end of the day, I think it's just going to take a little bit more tweaking and a little bit more structure from Armas to tell him exactly what he wants from these players so they can understand it. Then let him be free. Let him do what they need to do. Let him run wild.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm really excited to see how much they clean up, how much support Keegan gets from Bombi, and maybe it's Jasper, maybe it's Ollie. We'll see who's in that starting lineup. And just see how sort of that right side gets adjusted, because, you know, I liked Sam's involvement on offense. I liked his involvement on defense for the most part. I think he could have been a little more aggressive with his feet on defense. You know, I think he was a little passive there, and was more about just getting in the way positionally and not so much disruption. And I think the attack was fine. I think Calvin, Georgie, Rafa, you got to be okay with what you saw from them.
They just need to finish.
You really just got to that back right corner. You just got to figure out that. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and one real quick thing before we continue. I don't think people are going to say, well, it takes time for players to mesh. And I do understand that. I do get that. But I don't think meshing with each other was an issue this game, because they had the ninth most 1-2. That means that they had the best give and go from anybody in the league this week, which means that they were connecting with each other. They were running the ball. They were looking for the runs. They just weren't able to finish, and they were not structured tactically enough to be a good stalwart defensive team and block some of these goals from like Anthony and even the own goal.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot. I mean, we're going to see a lot this weekend. It's how can you react? You know, word on the street is that there were some very vocal players both at halftime and postgame with the guys in the locker room. So let's see how that goes. Let's jump into the Nashville game. We'll be back right after this short break. All right, and we're back. Welcome back to DNVR Rapids. Mitch, Yaya, Chuckle Dwayne over here, super producer Alyssa. Hanging out. One last segment for you here. We're going to talk about the game this weekend. Season opener, fellas. You guys excited? Or home opener. I said season opener. We already did that. You excited for the home opener? Where's your excitement level at? 1 through 10.
After last week, it dropped to like 6.
Dwayne?
I'm an idiot. I'm at like 8 or 9.
Hell yeah.
It's because we're going to be back with the fans.
On the clown makeup.
I know. I am such an idiot for these first few games. I mean, it's not so much what's happening on the pitch. It's just everything. The whole experience of being back at the stadium, back at the tailgate, seeing, you know, Rapids friends that we haven't seen in a while because we've all been slogging it out in the winter. So it's the whole big picture for me. I'm pretty pumped about that. You know, for the game itself, I'm a little more worried. Maybe the number's a little lower, for that. I'm not going to say this is a must win because it's only game 2.
But it's a must win.
It's a must point.
It's,
you need a point out of this game.
Really? I mean, you have not
to score.
You're not going to get too many more advantageous situations when top players are out with injury, with a team that has just played a game a couple days earlier because they're playing tonight. So they, you know, had a game a few days ago on Saturday. All of the advantages are there. Like, you have to take advantage of what the gifts that you're given, and you're – we're getting gifts this week. We have to take advantage.
Oh, I'm excited as hell. I'm in. Man, let's go. We're back, baby. I love game days. I love the view from the box. I love being with the rest of the Rapids press corps there, chopping it up. Love hitting the tailgate beforehand. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring some DNVR Rapids scarves with me for the tailgate. If you find me, I'll get you one.
That's fun.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. You have to be at the tailgate to find out. All right. Nashville game. Dwayne.
Yes.
What is your biggest worry in this game?
I mean, Juan said it 5,000 or 6,000 times in the chats, and I feel 100% the same. It's finishing.
Finishing.
We had a whole season of not finishing last year. We're getting it. We have, on paper, better players to make that happen. All the plays in the world are meaningless if we don't put the ball in the net. Practice time, preseason is over. It's time to put the ball in the net. Rafa is on tryout for a whole bunch of money. Dude needs to earn it. It's time. I want to see more Calvin Harris get in there, my guy, putting the ball in.
Your guy.
I just, finishing is the name of this whole game. If we have the same mental lapses that we had Saturday, if Stefan plays not great again, as long as we are finishing and having goals happen, we just need one more than the other guys. That's it. That's the whole story for me until we're doing that consistently.
Also, what's that six look like? Are you just going to roll with Ronan Ollie again? You going to give Jasper the shot that everyone thought was coming in the opener? To me, I mean, I think that position, you need a guy like Jasper. If DX ready, you need a guy like Ollie will trend offensively. And that's okay because he's great at it. Right, I mean, he had the most key passes.
Yeah,
was second in assists in Next Pro last year. He is an offensive engine. You need that guy that's willing to sprint back to get dirty in that midfield, break up those long plays before they happen, and it just got exposed. And I don't think the Rapids win the game. Obviously, I think they still lose by multiple goals if they switch out Ollie for Jasper, because I think it was much more of a systemic issue than a one issue. But I think you stop a lot of those big ones and you make them earn a few more goals.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So that's the most interesting. When I'm looking for the lineup, to me, that's the most interesting thing.
Yeah. When I'm looking at this game, my biggest fear is going to come down to, can the defense in the midfield keep control of the ball? Because Nashville's a really high pressing team as well. Just like the Rapids, their press was actually way more intense than the Rapids. They were ranked the 6th, and the Rapids were ranked 13th. So their press was actually more effective as well. They were 47% win rate whenever they pressed, and that's where the Rapids really lacked last week, where they lost the ball in their final third, in their defensive third, and the other team had easy shots, quick shots, and that's what worries me the most. Can the defense keep the ball? Can the defense not lose possession in their defensive third and allow easy shots for the opposing team?
If you are looking at the breakout game, right? Because I think you'd probably give that to Calvin because he was the goal scorer, right? Like that was like the, okay, yeah, he's ready for the season. Who are you looking for that this is the game where we say, oh, that, all right, we got a guy right now. Like, let's go. Who has that game Saturday?
Wishful thinking, it has to be Rafa for the reasons that Dwayne laid out, that it's about scoring goals and getting ahead on the marker. Once you're ahead, you basically, the whole game changes, right?
Yep.
If you can get an early lead, you saw it this last weekend. You need Rafa to have that breakout game with the breaks minimum.
Dwayne, same question for you. Who do you think breaks it out? Can't say Rafa.
Yeah, because, you know, Yaya's already said the obvious choice. I'll go with Zach Steffen. He's got to be better in net.
Yep,
Saturday
yep.
was not good at all. And so this is a chance for him to have a breakout game to where if things do break down. I do expect them to get more help. Nashville is one of the slower teams on transition. I don't think there's going to be the same situations as we saw last Saturday with our guys getting burned with speed. They're much slower. So I do think there will be more help for him. But if things and when things break down, the buck stops with the keeper, you mm-hmm. know, and like we need Zach Steffen to be the guy.
Yeah. For me, you're both right. But for me, it's Georgie. You know, when you look at his heat map of the last game, he spends a ton of time all the way out on the right boundary, spends a ton of time all the way on the left boundary, plays kind of across the midfield. He needs to own that left side. Him, Cole, and Vinesy need to own that left side, and they need to keep more structure offensively. Let whoever that other midfielder is break up that right side. Let Ronan own that right side with Keegan and Calvin or Omir or Lewis or whoever is going to start up there on the wing. But Georgie, you could tell he was trying. I think he was focused a little too hard on getting the ball and starting the offense. And that's why he just found himself all over the field, overlapping guys, kind of getting in the way a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily getting in the way through his own fault, but just because someone else was also there looking for the ball. And, you know, this will come with figuring out the system and passing to each other and playing together. But yeah. If he can own that left side and really work it with Cole and Sam, you're going to see great stuff on offense. Calvin's a great backside cleanup guy or across to the other side of the box. Got Rafa, who has been getting into good position. It's Georgie for me, 100%. Yeah. Prediction?
I'm going to go with the 1-1 draw.
No, they're down, what, 3 or 4 starters going into this game. They're playing a bunch of games in a row. You still think 1-1 draw?
The reason is it comes down, not because the Rapids competence, but it comes down to, for that same reason, they're going to try to play a lower block. That doesn't really help out with this kind of game plan that Chris is wanting to play, which is playing through the half spaces, getting out wide when you need to. They're going to be so compressed defensively that it's going to be really hard for the Rapids to break through. Mm-hmm. They're going to need a big game from Rafa and a big game from those top four guys for them to get out of here with the win. I'm hoping Rafa does what he does, and it's a 2-2 game or a 2-0 game or a 2-1 game. But at the end of the day, I don't think this team is ready for a win yet, if I'm honest with you.
Sure.
Even though I think they're close. And with this defensive tactics that Nashville's coming in with, it's just going to be really hard to get in there.
Dwayner?
I think it might be our first unfortunate 0-0.
I can't do it. I'm not ready mentally for another 0-0. There were 6 last year at home. It's the worst. That makes me hate game day. It makes me go from loving game day to hating game day.
I think scoring goals is going to be very difficult for what Yaya said, but also when you look at last Saturday, they were playing Red Bull. Red Bull plays what we're trying to play better than we do. And Nashville really shut it down. They had 16 shots on goal and still came away with a tie or with a draw in that one. So they do it better than we do. So I think they're going to be pretty stalwart on defense. They know how to lock down that high press. So I'm not predicting very many goals, if any, from the Rapids. And hopefully we get some of that wrong side of the field and mental breakdown on our end from the defensive mids on back to the back line sorted so that we can at least, you know, try to keep them off the sheet as well.
Yep.
I'm going to say 1-1. Rafa opens the account. Georgie with the assist. Or Vinesy with the assist. Come from that left side into Rafa. He buries one. And then here's my other prediction. Scab ref chicanery going down. I think we get some pure MLS chaos with the scab refs. I think it's going to get wild.
That is the chaos factor that
I think it's going to get insane. It's too bad we don't have a guy like Lucas or Galvan around. Like one of the real hotheads with these scab refs. Because then we'd really see something crazy.
Could be with Jasper if he plays.
Yeah. I feel like they would have gotten sent off in the first half.
Oh, dude, it would have been so bad. But yeah, let's hope that it's nothing crazy and we get a nice result this weekend. Very excited to see all you guys. If you're going to be around the tailgate, say what's up. Definitely tune in post-game. We'll figure out post game. I might try and do it from the stadium, so it's a little earlier than me driving all the way back to Golden. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. Basically, what it comes down to. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, look on Twitter.
Either way, tell you. Either way, we're super excited. We're glad to be back in the flow of things. Got a season. I'll be at training on Friday, so look out for stuff on Twitter for that. Yaya, plug us out of here.
DNV _ Rapids on Twitter. Please follow us there. Give us a 5-star review wherever you hear this podcast. Drop a like and subscribe to our channel. We'd really appreciate that. It helps everybody know that we're doing good work and you guys appreciate what we do. Let a friend know if they're pit curious. They want to know about the Rapids. Let them know that there's a pit cast out there and they can definitely tune in whenever they'd like. That's it for me, guys.
Come say hi tonight if you're at the season opener kickoff party. If you're not, then come say hi at the tailgate. Mitch will be there for sure. I'm hoping to lock down a ticket, so I will be there as well. Yeah, it'd just be good to see everybody.
It's gonna be great.
Been too long.
Too long.
Let's watch some soccer at
home.
Too
long. Too long. We got the homies all together. Gonna be a fun time. Guys, become a diehard member at thednvr.com. You get discounts at the bar. You get discounts on merch. You get free merch. Free merch. Come on, free merch. Last day of the sale, baby. Clearance sale. We're moving stuff to a warehouse. I want to move less stuff, as few things as possible. So please jump in there. Everything but the brand new stuff is 30% off. That's PIDS gear, Nuggets gear, hoodies, hats, everything.
Avs are getting it together, too.
Avs are figuring it out. They had a nice game last night. Nugs are on a hot streak. Get geared up with the best gear in town. 30% off. DNVRlocker.com. And if you have friends that are in Philadelphia, Arizona, or Chicago,
go to their lockers.
Those lockers are also 30% off, too. Buy your friend a shirt. They'll appreciate it. More important than all of that, and the way we always end it, baby, up the pits. We all silly like the mayor.